You're listening to the audio production of Truth Plus Love, The Jesus Way to Influence, by Matt Brown, published by Zondervan, and read by Mark Smeeby. Forward. Years ago, I had an opportunity to speak with British pastor John Stott. He asked me about my spiritual journey from atheism to faith, which involved nearly 2 years of research into the historical evidence for Jesus and his resurrection. I spoke to Stott enthusiastically about my passion to share the facts behind our faith with as many people as I could. Perhaps Stott sensed that my zeal to convince others about the veracity of Christianity was a bit out of balance. Maybe he feared that my approach was too narrow. Whatever the reason, he offered a comment that forever changed my approach to ministry. "You know," he said gently, "truth without love is too hard, and love without truth is too soft. We need to look to Jesus for how we can effectively combine them both." I've carried that caution in my heart ever since, and that's why I'm so glad my friend Matt Brown has written this profound, provocative, and practical book on the need for Christians to exhibit both love and truth in our increasingly skeptical world. Each quality is desperately needed if we are going to share the gospel in the 21st century. I can't think of a better author for this topic. Matt and I have developed a friendship over several years as we have ministered together and shared the message of Christ to groups large and small. I've watched Matt as he has proclaimed the truth about Jesus with a warmth and sincerity that spiritually curious people invariably find winsome and attractive. While Matt's conviction about the certainty of the Christian message is quickly evident when people encounter him, so is his deep compassion and authentic concern for people who are far from God. I'm thrilled with how God has used his gracious approach to reach so many young people in particular, a generation largely jaded toward Christianity. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus exhorted his followers to be like salt and light, that is, to live the kind of life that makes people thirst for God and which shines his message of hope and grace into dark areas of despair. As much as anyone I've ever known, Matt embodies those metaphors, and by doing so, he has encouraged me to strive to be stronger salt and brighter light in my own life. In an age when there's so much incivility in our social discourse, Matt offers an antidote for those of us who want to be effective ambassadors for Christ. Today, we have a terrific opportunity to contrast our approach with the harsh rhetoric and confrontational demeanor we see so many other people taking, especially on social media. In this book, you'll find encouragement, guidance, biblical wisdom, and practical advice. Matt's personal style shines through. As a result, you'll see why I consider him a model of Christian love and truth. Lee Strobel, author, The Case for Christ and The Case for Miracles. Preface. As an evangelist and the founder of Think Eternity, I find that a solid half of our ministry today happens online. So it's hard for me to imagine a time when I owned neither a computer nor a phone. But it's true. I used to brag to my friends in Bible college that I didn't need a cell phone. Even though they were becoming more common at that time, I was determined to curb their influence in my life. Years later, I learned that my ancestors on my dad's side were German Mennonites who immigrated to the United States and found the flat plains of Kansas and southern Minnesota to be much like their former home. Mennonites traditionally regard technology with more suspicion than most people, so maybe my bragging about not having a phone was an unconscious echo of my ancestors' beliefs. My great-great-uncle Henry Brown was the first Mennonite missionary to China. He and his wife spent their lives there, administering medical care to the sick, preaching the gospel, and establishing churches with indigenous leaders. During the Japanese occupation, he spent time in prison for preaching the gospel. He wrote several books about his work, and while reading them, I was shocked to find that 100 years before I began traveling and preaching across Minnesota, Henry Brown, as an itinerant preacher, had preached in some of the same places in an effort to raise support for his missionary work. It's possible that we even visited some of the same towns and traveled some of the same roads, sharing the wonderful hope of Jesus Christ. So perhaps I have deeply rooted reasons for being slow to get on social media. My older brother even forced me onto one of the early platforms by signing me up himself. But as I began to blog, my mind slowly changed. I realized I could use social media on my phone and computer for ministry. In many ways, the digital world is our new missions frontier. I now spend a lot of my life online, as do most of us. In fact, it's an incredible time to be a Christian because a Wi-Fi connection has given us a larger megaphone than ever before to talk about Jesus. At Think Eternity...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?